Putting it broadly, we should always suspect any of our opinions when we recognize that our happiness depends directly or indirectly upon our continuing to hold them, when we might lose anything, material or otherwise, by changing our opinion. Somewhat similar is the acceptance of an opinion through the desire, probably not recognized by the person concerned, to justify his own nature, his own position, or his own behavior. The coward can so easily adopt a philosophy which seems to justify cowardice, though, of course, cowardice is not the name he gives it. The lazy and bungling person can adopt a set of opinions which prove to his satisfaction that the grapes are sour, the grapes being the rewards that more energetic and competent men can win. Many groundless opinions are held through sentimental associations. The thought is associated with memories, pleasant or unpleasant as the case may be, of particular persons who held similar opinions. It is found that many a man who in childhood was hostile to his father, in afterlife is always prejudiced against whatever opinions his father used to express. And conversely, in the case of one who has pleasant recollections of his father, his mother, a teacher perhaps, or some other person who played a big part in his early life,